Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, the 20th of November, 2022. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Peter, VK7PD. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton, VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.670 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. On 7.140 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. On 14.130 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. And on 28.525 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. We also go out on UHF CB Channel 15, thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and on VK7RAD in Southern VK7. Contest news. WIA Spring VHF UHF Field Day. Next weekend will be the WIA Spring VHF UHF Field Day. This year it will be on from 0100 UTC Saturday 26 through to 0059 UTC Sunday 27 November 2022. There are a number of sections and then subsections, so there is something for everybody. Broadly speaking, there are two main streams of participants. Those who are happy to pack up a fair bit of their shack, associated bits and bobs, then reassemble it in some remote spot, discover they have forgotten to pack something, brave or enjoy the weather and conditions, supply power, make some contacts, then do the reverse and pack it all up, take it home, and those that are not quite that mad and operate from the comfort of their shack. Then there are the rovers. They are special individuals as they move about and repeat the portable things all over the place. It's a great day of fun and there will be many out and about, so why not allocate some time to come on and exchange some numbers that weekend? You can rework stations after 2 hours. The usual logging programs support the contest and you will need to determine your 6-digit Maidenhead Square locator from your operating location. There are many smartphone apps to help obtain this. Check out the WIA website for all the rules and other information. If anyone would like some help with any aspect of the field day, I am happy to offer assistance, along with the wealth of knowledge and experience of other members. Just reach out and we'll do what we can to assist. Here's hoping for a great spring day. Hear you on the bands. 73 Richard, VK7ZBX. QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards held as at 11 November 2022 is in the emailed version of the broadcast. If you have recently changed your call sign or have received your first call sign, please let Herman know. The year you started using your call sign would also be handy for Herman, as some cards received are occasionally from more than a decade ago. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, vk7bureau@wia.org.au. 73 Herman, VK7HW, WIA Manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Event news. Conference news. Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo presentations. The conference presentations are progressively being released on the Ham Radio DX YouTube channel, thanks to Hayden VK7HH. There is a link on the email edition of the broadcast that points to the full playlist. Huge thank you to Hayden for providing this facility. 73 Conference and Expo Organizing Committee. Statewide news. Thursday night SSTV nets. It was quite a lonely night. I suppose everybody was busy with something else or away. Only a grand total of 2 images for the evening were sent by yours truly. Remember Ken VK7KRJ's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring site allows anyone who was sent an SSTV picture, the ability to check them on his page almost immediately, anytime both South and North Tasmania. A reminder, in Southern Tasmania, VK7RAF 146.650 minus 600 kHz can be used both locally and linked to VK7RJG using the different CTCSS tones. 123 Hz for local southern operation and 141.3 Hz for linked RAF to RJG, 438.55 minus 7 MHz. We get underway from around 7:30 p.m. 73, Andre, VK7ZAB. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club meeting. Please note venue change for the day only. On the 3rd of December, the club meeting will be held at Legion Park, which is off the Esplanade behind the showgrounds at West Ulverston. Before the meeting, we will be having a barbecue commencing at midday in Legion Park. The park is accessed by turning east into Maud Street off Queen Street, following the road to the river and barbecue facilities. This is a BYO food and drinks event. On site, there are two electric barbecues, toilets, running water, and some seating and tables under cover. The club meeting will be commencing at 1:30 p.m. Members are encouraged to bring items to show and tell. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated, and visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms, or are unwell, or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. The alternate barbecue venue will be Air Force Park off Tasma Parade, West Ulverston. It is south of the rec centre, which has toilets, limited seating and tables, two electric barbecues, no running water and some seating and tables under cover. If the weather conditions don't allow an outside barbecue and meeting, then we will hold the meeting only at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. 73, Eric, VK7EV, News Officer, Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Groups meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays at 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417-354-410. 73 Al, VK7AN. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. On Wednesday, the NTARC safety communications crew travelled to Scottsdale in readiness for the Equine Endurance Ride State Championships at Santorina Park. This is a 24-hour event. It starts at midnight Friday. We established our radio base with the communications trailer, set up a 2-metre and 70-centimetre repeater for voice and data communications, and trialled communications to Rodeo Road checkpoint in readiness for Friday. If it is Sunday when you hear this, then hopefully we are packing up and making our way back to Launceston. A roundup to follow in a future broadcast. A thank you for the assistance goes to VK7s, Roscoe RC, Tony ZTT, Idris ZIR, Andre ZAB and Stefan ZSB. We arrived back in Launceston in plenty of time to attend Wednesday's club night. The technical night had another good roll-up, and nice to see yet another new face fronting up to see what we get up to. Good to see you there, Douglas, and hope you enjoyed the evening. New faces are always welcome to drop in and check us out. There were plenty of goodies brought in to investigate. Peter VK7KPC brought in a World War II Australian Army wireless set, number 22 spare valves set. This is a field maintenance spare kit of valves. All the valves are housed within metal ammunition style cases. Each valve is individually secured from moving around by a spring-loaded halo-type ring that pulls the valve top down into its base. This obviously has proven to be a reliable method of carrying valves to help with field maintenance of the wireless set number 22. Only a couple more valves are needed, and Peter will have a complete complement of 10 spare valves and 4 spare 6-volt indicator lamps. A very rugged little package. Stewart VK7FEAT presented an interesting cross-section of ferrite cores, even some of the Australian-made Neosid ferrite cores from the 1960s and 70s, the ones with the yellow dot. He also had some ceramic open-air dual-gang variable capacitors suitable for push-pull valve circuits. Stewart also set up an assortment of electronic and radio paraphernalia in the main hall. This is from a deceased estate and is available for viewing. Most are marked with prices or club donation. Trevor VK7TB has entered the next stage of his current 99-year project, which is a specialist linear amplifier to drive a magnetic loop antenna. He has passed the design, breadboarding, prototyping, and printed circuit board design stages. He just received the production run of printed circuit boards back. They have just been populated and are themselves entering the test and measure phase. Trevor had the circuits and modules for the various functions blocks on display and was generating a considerable amount of interest and discussion. The finished product is of exemplary quality and is truly a work of art. Bernie VK7BR, with his recently received FM crystal set, sent north by Richard VK7RO, was the centre of much attention on detection methods. I believe the crystal set has been taken home for further investigations and testing. Thank you also to Bernie for your excellent sandwiches and to Kay for her quickly vanishing lemon cake. End of year celebration will be on Tuesday, the 13th of December, to be held at the family-friendly Mowbray Hotel. Those who wish to attend, please register the number of places required to the secretary or on the registration sheet soon to be provided at the club rooms. Registration is imperative as there will not be the ability to cater for late walk-ins on the night. It will be at 6 p.m. for a 6:30 meal. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Upcoming events, Testnet and TechNet. Wednesday, 23rd November, Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30, and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Club Technical Night, Wednesday, 30th November, held at the club rooms, 7:30 p.m. until late. SSTV Net, held every Thursday night on the 70-centimetre repeater, VK7RJG, and linked to the south via repeater VK7RAF, conducted from about 7:30 p.m. These SSTV nets will be available on the NTARC website under blogs soon after the event. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Get warm while you catch up. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. We currently have a couple of QSL cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in, check the QSL box, and join us for a cuppa and chat. End of year celebration will be held on Tuesday, 13th of December. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, which is news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on Friday prior to the broadcast. Remember, equipment photos and radio propagation maps are available on the NTARC website under blogs for this week's broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. End of year barbecue. The Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania will be holding its annual end of year barbecue on Wednesday, the 7th of December, 2022, from 5 p.m. at the club rooms on the Domain. All members should have received an email this week inviting them to the free catered event with a link to reserve your spot by grabbing your free tickets. This is to give us an idea of numbers so we can cater accordingly. If you didn't receive an email, it could be that your email address is not recorded correctly, in which case please contact Tony, VK7VKT, with your current email address so we can resend the invitation. Email toneman, that is T-O-N-E-M-A-N, at bigpond.com with your details. Friends of the club are also warmly invited to join us. Simply jump onto the Reist Facebook page, click on the event to grab your free tickets. All members will receive more information in the coming weeks about membership, renewals, and easiest, most convenient way of renewing your membership yet. Watch this space. We hope to see you along. 73 Tony, VK7VKT, on behalf of the membership group and the Reist Committee. Training and assessment. Reist's next Foundation License Training and All License Assessment Day is Saturday the 26th November 2022. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, Reist Learning Organiser, know by phoning on 0417 391 607 or via the Reist website contact form. Check out the Reist Foundation License Training videos that can be found on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. And check out the Reist Facebook page events for further details. 73 Reg, VK7KK. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. DATV Experimenters Night. We started the night with Justin, VK7TW, encouraging everyone who is a WIA member and those that registered for the WIA survey to complete it as soon as possible in relation to the WIA ACMA consultation. Take a look at the exposure draft on the WIA consultation paper that will inform your answers in the survey. Justin then went on to remind people of Peter Cosden's VK3BFG's presentation on the Tassie Ham Radio Conference that included mention of the BATC Portsdown 4DATV project. It uses the same equipment as the Langston 2 project, and so Justin got the SD card ready and an hour later was up and doing with the Pluto SDR. Justin went through the architecture, the Pluto transmission parameters and limitations. We then went through the Portsdown DATV receivers, including the Mini-Tuner USB receiver, the NUCA project, and other receiver options. The project includes a bunch of test routines, including a signal generator, band viewer, power meter, noise figure meter, frequency sweeper, XY display, and digital multimeter. The Portsdown 4 project also incorporates the Langston 2 microwave SDR narrowband microwave transceiver for 6 GHz. Murray, VK7ZMS, then joined us in the studio and showed a neat 3D printed project from Ken, VK7KRJ. Murray and Richard, VK7ZBX's field day setup, now includes a very neat 6-metre Moxon and 3D-printed Balun former bolts onto the boom and the coax coils around the former to form the Balun. Very neat 3D print. Murray showed the finished product and Ken's great work. Thanks, Murray. Justin then reminded people that the videos of the Tassie Ham Radio Conference presentation are now available on the Ham Radio DX YouTube channel. There was a reminder that the user experience survey closes Friday, close of business, and there were 70 completed so far. Justin then demonstrated and showed an Arduino Morse code keyer he built from a design by Nelson Farrier, who used a Baofeng UV3R radio modified with code from Mike Myers from the Arduino library, and the output is programmable and two RCAs, one for PTT ground and one for audio into microphone. Justin is intending to use it for a 160 meter transmission and test the ground plane wires, much like we did with Kim, VK7KB, with the 160 metres short vertical. He will transmit from South Hobart and set up the field strength receiver at QD Clubrooms. This coming Wednesday night, we will have Bob Stevenson, VK7BS, in the studio, along with Gary, VK7JGD, talking about what the Margate Men's Shed is doing to set up an amateur radio shack at the Men's Shed. We will also be further demonstrating the BATC Portsdown 4 project and much more. We stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. We go out on RF, DVB-T, 7 MHz standard definition on 445.5 MHz. So if you have a set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. 73 Justin, VK7TW. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commencing at 5 p.m. AEDST. Statewide, SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55-7 MHz, and in the south, VK7RAF, 146.650-600 kHz. CTCSS tone 141.3 to link RAF north-south. Statewide microwave QSO party, following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and the other in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. SOTA WWFF group, meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Friday coffee session, Rochelle Club Rooms, Launceston from 10 a.m. NTARC Technical Night, Wednesday, 30th November, 7:30 p.m. in NTARC Club Rooms. NTARC Testnet and TechNet, Wednesday, 23rd November. Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Northwest VK7 Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, NW Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX Net 144.190 USB upper sideband. Reist WAGS Wednesday afternoon group, meet in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the Club Rooms, also on DVB-T, RF and YouTube streaming. CCARC, 28 November, SSTV Nights from 7:30 p.m. using VK7RMD 2 meter repeater on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday in the month. Events, NWTARC, 3 December, barbecue and club meeting and show and tell, Legion Park, which is off the esplanade behind the showgrounds at West Alveston from noon. Reist, 7 December, club end-of-year barbecue for members from 5 p.m. at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. NTARC, 13 December, end-of-year celebration at the family-friendly Mowbray Hotel. It will be at 6 p.m. for a 6:30 meal, and let the secretary know if you are coming. VK7, June 2023, VK7 Amateur Radio Centenary. ALARA, November 2023, ALARA Meet 2023 Hobart, Tasmania. A reminder to all those rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7ZIR. Repeaters Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC. West Coast Radio Group. Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club. VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS. 80 metres, VK7TPE. 40 metres, VK7ALH. 20 metres, VK7JGD. 10 metres, VK7DG. UHF-CB15, VK7FMAC. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern VK7 and VK7RAD in southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to the VK7ARnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 amateur radio news groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, 73 and stay safe from Peter, VK7PD.